Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. Episode 40.
Episode 40. When you hear this, we are going to be a week away from traveling down to St. Pete.
Damn right.
Can't wait. I'm excited. Well, I'm excited for many reasons.
I'm excited for the ocean. I'm excited to see the new cars. Yes. We're going to get some race cars. We're going to get some beach time.
Some sunshine. Flipping heat.
It's going to be good shit.
It is going to be good shit. So today, we're not at the beach yet, nor are we on our way. We're going to talk about the news, because a lot of stuff has popped off.
Yep.
Since we are excited about 2018, I thought we'd kind of look at the races upcoming, kind of gauge how excited we are about that.
Yep.
Of course, we have our Woman of the Week. It's Nitro Nelly Goines.
All right.
I mean, that's fantastic. Shit we didn't make up. We'll talk about the political figures that have recently been at the 500 and some Indiana fans who are political. And then we're going to have a little bonus for you guys because we're coming up on the 2018 season and we're like that.
We're full of surprises.
We are in the giving mood.
We are.
Well, let's start off with the news. And more information about some more potential engine manufacturers. Cosworth is an engine builder. And they recently said that they're seeking an engine manufacturer to get into IndyCar.
Excellent.
So, and as we kind of talked about a couple weeks back, Alfa Romeo, which is an engine manufacturer, was kind of hinting about coming into IndyCar. So I feel like they should just get together.
They should.
I mean, ta-da.
We should facilitate that.
You can both contact us and we'll set it up.
We'll only take a small percentage.
Yeah, and by that we mean tickets to all the races.
Yes.
Good tickets.
Good tickets, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want shitty tickets.
With, like, passes and everything.
Yeah.
So, and Cosworth has been in open wheel before. They built engines for the Champ Car and then IRL in 2005.
Okay.
They did Chevy, so.
Excellent. So, they're not new to this.
Not new, but it's been a while. A little rusty, I guess, would be the phrase. And I think they're also looking at Formula One as well.
Good for them.
So, anything is hopeful. More engines, more teams, more drivers.
Yeah. Well, I'm very pro of more engines. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. More competition. It's going to push everybody to, develop things even faster.
Definitely.
So, yeah. I'm about it.
I am too. And more drivers. And speaking of more drivers, everybody has finally realized what we have been saying since maybe mid-October.
Yeah.
There will be bumping this year.
There will be bumping this year.
So, Jay Howard hasn't officially announced it, but it's been kind of a soft announcement. Everybody knows about it. He's going to be driving now for Schmidt-Peterson for the 500.
Good for him.
Looking at, I think, counting him and the two for Dreyer and Reinbolt Racing, which they've teased, they've not said it, but everybody knows it's Sage and JR. That brings us up to 31. And I know there's at least four or five out there that haven't been confirmed, because a lot of people are saying 36.
Yeah.
If I don't have a confirmation, I'm not going to count it.
Yeah.
But
you're not going to count it till it's actually confirmed and written down. But it's looking promising for like 36.
I'm excited. We're going to have bumping. And we discussed this before we started recording. Dear Twitter.
Oh my God.
I don't understand what happened, but everybody lost their minds. Like, it wasn't just one person.
No.
About, there's not going to, like, we might have all these cars, but everybody's going to get in.
Yeah, and people were flipping out, because people were saying we're going to have bumping, so we're like, or they're just going to let everybody in. Where did this idea come from?
What happened? Who said something?
Who said that was going to happen? First off, that's not going to happen.
No.
Calm down.
Thank you.
Calm down. Take a breath.
Whoa.
Count to 10. Nobody said there's not going to be bumping. Nobody said they're letting everybody in.
No.
Why would we do that?
That only happened once, and that was like a weird thing.
Yeah. With Champ and IndyCar.
IndyCar,
yeah.
Nobody in their right mind is going to say, we'll let everybody in.
We'll just let everybody in.
We're going to have bumping, because people are going to be interested and show up.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like it's a little dangerous to have more than 33 cars on that track.
I agree.
IndyCars. I don't know how many NASCAR cars.
They used to have more. But yeah.
Yeah. Calm down, everybody.
Everybody, yeah, just
take a breath. We're going to have bumping.
It's going to be fun. They're not going to change the rules of the Indy 500.
Suddenly.
Just, yeah.
Because, I don't know, the wind blew the runway on Twitter.
Yeah, just everybody take a chill pill.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Also, I have another PSA that's completely unrelated.
Okay.
But if you live here in the state of Indiana and you use the Waze traffic app, stop fucking making notifications for potholes. It is Indiana. There are potholes everywhere.
The whole state is a pothole right now.
The whole state is a pothole. The only time I want to hear about a pothole is that if it's so large that it will literally break my axle.
Use it for cops.
Right? That's what that app is for.
That is what God intended that app to be used for.
To keep people like me from getting more speeding tickets.
It's fine.
And God bless all of you that tell us about cops.
I mean, you are the real heroes.
Yeah. Not all heroes wear capes.
But most of you use Waze.
Yeah. But yeah, the rest of you, just...
Stop it.
Chill out with the, they're gonna let all the cars in. Let's worry about actual things before we start making up problems.
Thank you. It's not happening. If it happens, I don't know.
Well, then we can talk about it then.
We'll talk about it then, but it's not gonna happen.
We got more than enough to talk about now.
Calm down.
So, all right, the Daytona 500. So it was Danica's last NASCAR race.
It was Danica's last... Oof, try and say that one again. Danica's last NASCAR race. And she crashed out.
She did?
There's a lot of crashes. I didn't watch it. I watched the Twitter version of the Daytona 500. I didn't care to watch it. But
the Twitter recap.
But Twitter was helpful. And yeah, apparently every time I turned around, there was a caution. So between the crash cautions and, you know, the stupid stage racing cautions.
Yeah.
I don't know. And they went over, I guess it's 200. It's 200 laps.
Mm-hmm.
They went over because otherwise they would have ended on a caution or something like that.
Well, NASCAR does make an attempt to finish on...
Oh, did they do that? That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they've got
right.
that rule where they attempt to finish on a green.
All right. So it went long. Apparently the TV numbers were down. And I would just like to point this out.
Mm-hmm.
There is something in arguments called confirmation bias. So everybody was grousing about it's Danica's last race. It's not a big deal. Everybody's making too big of a deal out of it. So the TV numbers were down and everybody went, see? It's Danica's fault. No, it's the stupid stage racing fault.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, this only got initiated, like last year's Daytona was the first time they did stage racing. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, oh, this will be cool. This will be great. Well, it's not cool, and it's not great. It's boring as hell.
It's boring as hell. The fans, it's not getting a good response from a lot of fans.
No.
And that's why your numbers are down. It's because people think it's stupid. It has nothing to do with Danica.
It's nothing to do with Danica, but...
Nobody boycotted the fucking Daytona 500 because Danica was in it.
Right,
because
she was in it last year.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's called a confirmation bias, and stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop.
She's not the reason the numbers are down.
No,
the fact that they are mismanaging how that sport is run is why the numbers are down.
Exactly.
That's why we're sneaking in an IndyCar because we're taking it back as the number one motor sport in this country.
This is happening. Let's start it. Let's start the revolution.
Yes. Open wheel for the win.
Yes. The open wheel take back. We need to think of a cooler like campaign. We'll workshop it.
Open wheel coup. I don't know.
Ooh, I do enjoy the word coup.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to use coup. All right. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
If you have...
Just have any suggestions, but
let us know. Yeah.
We're taking over. Yeah. NASCAR is no longer going to be number one.
No.
They only rose up because of our feud.
Our little issue.
Yeah.
Our infighting. The troubles.
The troubles, yes. Because of the troubles. The troubles. So, it's our time again.
It is. We are taking it back.
NASCAR is making poor decisions. You want to see speed and competitive racing?
Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Let me introduce you to IndyCar.
We go really fast.
We're taking over.
Our drivers are really good. And funny.
And hilarious.
Did you catch them on The Amazing Race? I mean, I didn't, but I'm sure that they were hilarious.
They were very funny.
Yeah.
They were. All right, so another big deal.
Yeah.
Darrell Bubba Wallace Jr. came in second place.
Yeah.
So and he's with Richard Petty.
He's with Richard Petty. And that is officially the highest finish by an African-American driver in NASCAR.
Which is awesome.
Which is very awesome.
Yeah, and he is the first full-time African-American driver since 1971.
Yeah, which is a long gap.
That's a very long gap, so...
And his press conference was kind of adorable.
It really was.
He was, like, crying all the way through it, and then he hugged his mom, and I was like, oh, God, my little heart.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He seems very sweet.
He does.
His girlfriend gained, like, thousands of Twitter followers overnight.
Yeah.
So, she seems super cute, too, though.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. So,
yeah.
No, that's, I mean, NASCAR's making bad decisions, but that's really cool to hear.
Yeah, that is cool to hear. And it's very cool for him. I mean, coming in second, that's awesome.
Yeah, at Daytona. I think
yeah.
That's a big race for them.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is. It's one of their big ones.
Okay, cool.
From what I hear.
I mean, we're just guessing.
From what I hear.
Well, speaking about our big race, the Indy 500, they did announce the Legends Day lineup, and the only one I know is Sam Hunt.
Yep.
And people are saying they don't know who he is. Well, he sang Body Like a Back Road, which is Montreal, and House Party. Kind of another, like, banger.
Yeah, that is
a country banger.
Yeah, that is another good one.
So he will be there on Legends Day.
He will. He'll put on a good show, I'm sure.
We also know now the Carb Day lineup, which is Blues Traveler and Train, and oh my god.
I'm so excited.
I can't. Like,
I mean, I like Train. I know that you love Train.
I love Train. And I like Blues Traveler, which I know you love.
I love Blues Traveler. Like, I'm way more excited about Blues Traveler than Train.
Sure. But both of them.
I mean, plus, I recently rewatched the Blues Brothers movie, the Blues Traveler's in that.
Yes!
I mean, yeah. So, yeah. I'm like, I'm giddy, because I've kind of been on a Blues Traveler kick on my own as it is, so this is pretty perfect for me.
And I actually kind of was listening to Train yet. I mean, this is... Like, we've kind of talked about how we need to have something, like, for our age group now. Like, this is it. This is our age group.
This is it.
Welcome to our music, people.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great.
So.
And
all the, to all the haters out there, calm down. It's a $30 concert.
Thank you.
Calm down. You don't like it? Leave.
Yeah. Okay. People are like, I'm not going to show up. That's fine. I don't care.
We won't miss you.
More room for the rest of us who are there to, like, enjoy this music.
Right? Plus, it's a full day of events.
Yeah.
Like, there's a full day of events. The concert is just the icing on the cake of a fun day at the track. Exactly. And if you're going to flip shit because you don't love the bands, well, get over it.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't like Jane's Addiction.
I mean, we handled that concert very well.
From what I remember of it, we did.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, if you don't like it, just come for the party.
There's other ways to enjoy Carb Day if you don't particularly love the bands, okay?
Yeah.
There's a race. There's a pit stop challenge.
Yep. There's practice.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And did you see they're doing something interesting with the tickets this year?
No, I did not see.
So there's, of course, GA. So there's your GA that gets you into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then for another $25, you get, like, the concert pit, which is what we kind of used to know as the VIP area.
Yes.
And then there's a VIP experience for, like, $250.
Oh, that's not happening.
No, that's not happening for us. But it can be for other people. I think you get you, like, 2 free drink tickets and some food.
And I think... Is that maybe the people that are, like, on the party deck area?
Kind of, yeah. It's like a whole pavilion-esque scene.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, not as much fun as us just getting our groove on to Train and Blues Traveler.
Yeah, we need to be in the grass. You know, the seats for the people.
This is definitely a concert to experience with the people.
With the people, for the people, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we're gonna need room to groove.
Oh, yeah.
There will be lots of dancing.
Oh, yeah. If they play 50 Ways to Say Goodbye, it's a banger, and I'm gonna get down. So, just let that be known to everybody.
I'm gonna have to brush up on all the lyrics I know of Blues Traveler songs, I'll say that.
I know. Apple Music has both Train and Blues Travels, like, the essentials.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, their top 12 most popular songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I was like, digging on that already today.
Very nice. Yeah, I already own a couple of Blues Traveler's albums. I'll have to, go through and see what I'm missing.
Yeah, definitely. Exciting.
Very exciting.
All right. So, The Amazing Race, our Team IndyCar boys, were very funny on there. They did not win, but they finished fourth.
They did, which is sucks for them.
It does.
I know, we were all pulling for them, and I really feel like the IndyCar... Like, fans really pushed the guys.
I think so, too.
Like, we were helping them the whole way, but whatever.
I mean, yeah.
Our social media game was on point, IndyCar, and I appreciate it.
It was. It really was.
It really was.
Yeah. No, I think that was awesome. In fact, there was an interesting article that I saved that I haven't read yet, but it basically talks about just how messed up it is that Connor did all these great things for the sport of IndyCar by being on The Amazing Race with Alexander Rossi, and how he can't find a ride, and how that's super shitty.
I mean, I'm sure there is money issues involved, but my God, if I were a team, Like, anybody doing marketing for a team, I would be kicking myself right now.
Yeah. And Connor tweeted last night after the finale and everything that he got back from not winning the Amazing Race, mm-hmm. and then the very next day, within 24 hours, finds out that he was cut from AJ Foyt Racing.
I mean, that's just a kick to the gut after you're already down. I mean, yeah. I think losing the Amazing Race, not losing, but not coming in first in Amazing Race sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because they tried their best. I mean, they obviously wanted to win. They're both competitive guys.
Yeah.
And then you come back and it's like, oh, by the way, you don't have a job anymore either.
I mean, that's burned something down that day.
Yeah. 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 That's...
buy a tub of ice cream. Listen to, like, had a bad day on repeat.
Right.
Just cry in the shower. It's fine. Connor, did you do that? You can tell us. It's fine. That's what I would have done.
I mean, I don't know that he can have that much ice cream, but...
Do they make a diabetic ice cream?
They do. They do make sugar-free.
Okay.
It's awful, but they make it.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it's not good.
You don't even have ice cream to...
No.
No. Double sucks. So hopefully, I know he's still working for a 500 ride, so...
Yeah, I hope he gets a 500 ride. I really want to see him, at the very least, race the 500.
I do too.
And I want to see him back in full time.
Yes. 100% yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him in another series. I want him in IndyCar.
I want him in IndyCar. He has so much potential to do so many good things for this sport.
Yeah.
Not even for, I mean, for himself as a driver, but for this sport. So... I want that to happen.
I do too. I really do.
All right. Well, Molly got to be there in person for the reveal of a ticket for the 102nd Indianapolis 500.
It's so exciting. It was fun. It was, of course, in the Rotunda, which I already love because that's where I spend so much of my time. But it was great. Sato was there. Mark Miles was there, of course. Everybody's favorite Doug was there.
Of course.
Doing Doug things.
Doing Doug things. Hashtag just Doug.
Hashtag just Doug. The governor was there. The governor's dog, of course, was there. Henry was there, so we were blessed.
Yes.
And then a bunch of, like, legislators were there, which was funny. Somebody was talking to a legislator, it might have been her aide, and they were like, ma'am, is the Speedway in your district? And I was like, if you don't know what is in your representative's district as staff member, you should be fired.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Especially something that big.
Like, especially coming into this event, I would have looked
mm-hmm.
on a map and went, okay, cool, it's in her district.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds. Anyway. But the picture on the ticket is very exciting. It's a great pose, I think, for a ticket. We put everything up on Twitter and Instagram and our Facebook, so everything's there, including a really nice video of the ticket unveil.
That is true. So yeah. Make sure to check it out. If you don't already, you can follow us on Twitter, @FastCars317. We're on Instagram, @FastCarsFastGirls. You can find us at Facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls or simply search Fast Cars Fast Girls in the search bar. You can find all of that information on our website, www.FastCarsFastGirls.com. You can also search for our page on YouTube, Fast Cars Fast Girls. And you can find us on pretty much every podcast hosting site. So make sure to check us out there. Subscribe, like, rate, review, all that good stuff.
And at some point, I'm going to put a video on everything so you can see how to subscribe, rate, and review.
A little how-to.
A little how-to. I'm gonna make it easy for you guys.
Or you just find us at a race and we'll do it for you.
That too.
Just hand us your phone.
I'm not opposed to doing that to people's phones. Yeah, we'll
absolutely do that.
I'm fine. I won't look at anything though. I won't even.
Yeah, we're not gonna scroll through pictures.
No, that's not cool.
No.
And now's the time to jump on board because the 2018 season is about to kick off.
Yep, which is going to be the beginning of season 2 for us. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we are actually going to be, let's see, is this our last episode of this season? Or no, we'll have one more.
I don't know. We might start the new season next week when we start week after.
Yeah, when we record right before St. Petersburg.
I think that should be episode 1. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is it. This is it for season 1. Well, we played some real special things for you since it's the last episode this season.
This is such a high production value.
You guys fall for that? That fun little improv we just did?
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? We've been working a lot recently.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a cold medicine. I don't know.
Yeah, Molly's on cold medicine. She's on a meth watch list now. I've got seasonal affective disorder.
The hillbilly meth watch list.
Yeah, you're on the hillbilly meth watch list. I just don't want to get out of bed anymore because it's cold and I'm so tired of gray skies. Yeah.
So here's the life.
So anyhow, so thanks for joining us on this journey through season one. Season two, well, I can't promise that we'll be any more professional, but we'll definitely be more fun.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, there's only one way to go up from where we are. I mean, it can't get any worse.
Can't get any worse. I mean,
so
there was a lot of trial and error this season.
Boy, a lot of trial.
I mean, but you know, I feel like we put out a pretty quality product, even with the trial and error.
I think so.
I mean, we're still honing our...
Yeah, every episode we get better.
Absolutely. And that's how it should be. Yeah, so, yeah, nowhere to go but up, so...
I really am happy that you're all here to experience us realizing this was the last episode of season
one. I literally did not even cross my mind until right now, and I was like,
oh,
is this
it?
Yep. Which, that's kind of funny. I mean, episode 40, we're in on a nice, even number.
That helps us.
Yeah.
That helps us. So.
The races that we're excited about.
So let's just kind of run through real quick and gauge excitement about it.
All right.
So obviously, March.
We do it on like a 1 to 5 scale or?
I like this. Yes.
So one is, don't really care. Wouldn't even mind if I missed it on TV.
Right.
Five is,
they're going to have to peel me off of the track.
I will quit my job. Yeah. To make sure that I can go.
Like I will be standing in the middle of the cars. Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. March 9th through 11th, St. Petersburg. Last year, Bourdais, Pagano, and Dixon.
I'm going to give it a solid 4.
Okay. I appreciate the 4.
Not a 5.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. But it's my first time. I'm very excited. And I'm excited that it's in Florida. And it is the opening race of the season, and it's the first time we're going to see the cars in competition, the new chassis. So I'm going to give it a solid 4.
See, I actually think I'm going to give it a 5 because of that reason.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not going to hand out a lot of 5s, but definitely 5. First race for us of the season. It's Florida. We don't have to pay for hotels. That's awesome. And yeah, we're going to see those cars in action, on a course, everybody racing together.
Yeah.
Like, and not testing racing when they're like, well, I don't really want to screw up my car, but like, I want to win racing.
Yeah, balls to the wall. Yeah. I'd give it a 5 if I could take a cooler.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
So, yeah.
That was a fun roll to
St. Pete's losing points on that, yeah.
I was like, oh no cooler, no outside food or drink. That's a little hard for us.
Yeah, that's really going to fuck us up.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose we should pretend to be professional.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be good practice for figuring out what bags carry all of the other things we need.
Yes.
Because typically everything ends up in the coolers in one form or another. So, we'll figure it out. All right, April 6th to the 7th, Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. Last year, Pagano, Power, and Hildebrand.
Mm-hmm.
7 did not finish due to contact.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Phoenix, I think given the distance between St. Pete and Phoenix, time-wise, there's also a distance.
There is.
Geographically. I think I'll be excited like a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if it was closer time-wise, it'd probably be a 2. But, I mean, it's Phoenix. It is the first oval, so there is that. But I think the bigger bump is going to be that it's going to be a lot longer. So I'm going to get more excited for it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would say probably a 3. I had text briefly with my cousins who live out in Arizona. They're actually out of town that weekend because I was like, ooh, if they're in town, like, let's go to Phoenix. We can stay with them. We'll all get tickets. This will be fun. So that would definitely push my excitement up. But yeah, I'm going to give a solid 3.
Yeah, solid 3.
So.
All right. April 13th through the 15th, Long Beach, California. The streets of Long Beach. For last year, it was Hinch, Bourdais, and Newgarden.
I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, and it may change after I watch it this year, but I didn't watch it last year, so I'm at like a 2 on this race.
I mean, we all know how we feel about road courses. Like, I'll watch a road course, but they don't excite me as much.
Yeah.
It'll be the second road course.
I'll be excited, but...
I'll watch it, but...
Yeah.
Like, I might listen to the practice sessions while I'm, like, walking the dog instead of staring at them on the TV.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a 2 as well.
Yeah, it's like, I'll definitely watch the race, but I don't know that I'll be watching every second of the activity.
Yeah. And it's Long Beach, and I just,
Yeah. All right, April 20th to the 22nd, Barber down in Alabama. And we had Newgarden, Dixon, and Pagano.
So I'm going to give it a 4 because Channing Tatum is the official who's he what's it for the race.
Ooh.
I know. That came out today and I was like, you can't. You can't because that's the weekend right before May.
You like, can't.
That's the last, I think that's the last, yeah, that's my last free weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be. Oh shit, that might be the weekend of the dog walk, the dog.
Oh, the mutt strut?
The mutt strut.
It might be.
So that's another reason why I can't go, but, I mean, I was almost there.
Oh, I hear you. Plus, I've heard the Barber's a really fun place to go.
Yeah, it's a good
place. I mean, it's on our future list.
It is.
We
yeah.
want to go, so.
So I'm giving it a 4, because of Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I would give it, I think I'd give it a 4.
Yeah.
Also because of my excitement about attending it in the future.
That's right. And yeah. it is supposed to be one of the really good races.
Yeah. Well. So probably like a 3, 3.5 this year, but definitely a 4 yeah. the year that we go. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. May 11th and 12th, the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Last year was Power Dixon and RHR.
I remember last year. We were there last year.
We were indeed.
I'm excited this year because I think my sister might be coming with us.
Fun.
It's obviously, it's our track.
It's our track.
Part of me, it's a road course, but it's a road course on our track. And I think we're going to try something different with, like, just GA tickets and moving around.
Yeah. Plus, I'm not walking up to that deck again.
No.
God.
No.
No.
When the incline of where you're walking changes steeply.
Yeah.
That's some shit right there.
That's some fuckery.
But there was, they did get kind of crazy last year, so I'm kind of at a...
They did.
I'm like at a 4.5.
Yeah.
I'm a 4.5.
Yeah, I would say 4.5 as well. I would agree with that. Because, yeah, it is our track, and it's...
It's kind of the big kickoff. Well,
it is.
The kickoff, I mean, for me is the mini.
Yeah. But it's, you know, cars on the track, it's mm-hmm. It's a race, it's the IndyCar guys, I mean, it's, yeah.
It's everything we want.
It's everything we want.
Well, not everything.
Everything. Because... But close. Because the next one, obviously, the Indianapolis 500, I think that's a solid 5.
I mean, if it's anything less than a 5, then we've actually been kidnapped, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a solid 5.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm already hyped because of the idea of bumping. I'm already hyped about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's done. As soon as, when we first started talking about bumping, and I was like, yeah, it's about to happen. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's going to be very exciting qualifications. Because, mm-hmm. yes, because the Indianapolis 500, all of that business runs the 15th through the 27th.
Yeah.
So, and last year, of course, Sato won, and the Castro Neves came in second, and Ed Jones finished third.
I can't. I just can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I mean, when we use the hashtag, is it May yet, I don't think people realize that we're legitimately asking that
yeah.
question.
Like, I actually had on a Facebook memory today from, like, 8 years ago that I posted something, and I said, is it May yet?
Because
some things never change.
Some things never change.
But yeah, no. Is it May yet? Yeah. Ready in fact, I mean, I would say on a 1 to 5 scale, I'm at a 10.
Yeah.
Always for the Indy 500.
Let's be real.
On a, yeah. On a 1 to 5 scale, my score is 500.
Yes.
That's how excited I am.
It is the Indianapolis 500?
Yeah.
My excitement is at a 500.
Yeah.
I was going to make a Juan joke, but it wouldn't fit there. So. No, it didn't fit.
His is a 100.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Yes, I'm at 100% excited. Anyway. Also, somebody give Juan a ride.
Yeah, Juan should get a ride.
I'm going to just leave it like that.
I mean, yeah. He is a good driver. All right, June 1st through the 3rd, the duel in Detroit. 2 races, Saturday and Sunday. Ray Hall had back-to-back wins.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's like a 2 for me.
Yeah.
I think it's race hungover. Like, I'm still in Indy 500 hangover mood.
Well, and still, and we've reached the depression part of the hangover.
We have, like.
Which you younger listeners don't realize this, but as you get older, your hangovers have many more phases.
Oh,
they're longer and there's phases. Now, you're familiar with the regret phase.
Yeah.
Which is the phase that everybody still has. You wake up and it's immediately, ugh, damn it. Why did I order more shots? I was already drunk.
Yep.
But when you're older, your hangover doesn't go away in a couple hours. It lasts all day, sometimes the next day. And there reaches a point where you go from, like, regret to then just kind of a light depression.
Kind of like a, well.
You start questioning a lot of your life decisions. Like, why do I keep doing this? Am I really an adult? I shouldn't be hungover. I'm 33 years old. And then it just kind of snowballs. And
like, it goes all the way to, like, did I make the right occupational decision? What if I went to a cheaper school? Like,
I should have never gone to IUPUI.
Like, why did I buy a house so young? Now I can't, you know. These are the thoughts that you have in that mode.
Why didn't I ever get a dog? Like, I mean, just
yeah. This is what happens.
Random things. So we're still kind of in that post-race depression, post-hangover depression.
Yeah, we're like, man,
there's a whole
how many
year.
More days? We could do NASCAR here, but it's never fun. Like, that's where we're at this mm-hmm. point. So, and it's two races on the same track back to back.
Yeah, which is weird.
It's weird. Like, if it was one race, all right, but it's two, and I'm like, they're going to do the same track again? Well, they just did this track.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible
fan. So, Saturday, I would say 2.5 or 3.
Yeah.
Sunday, 2.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Like, if something happens, I'll tape it and watch it later.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But after the duel in Detroit, the 8th and the 9th, Texas Motor Speedway.
Mm.
Last year, the Clusterfuck 400, the shit show in Texas.
Was it 600?
I don't remember how many it is.
Whatever it was.
It's the cluster.
Yep.
The shit show.
The CF.
It was power, power, canar, canon, canon, and fun, and pagino, but really nobody won that race.
Everybody lost.
Actually, the people who make car parts won that race.
They won.
They were like, yes, cha-ching.
Keep hitting. Yeah, they just saw dollar signs every time a car hit.
They were like, yep, cha-ching, let's go, cha-ching. Let's go. Which is weird because I'm actually at a 4 for this race.
Oh.
Because it's an exciting race. They're racing under the lights. They're going fast.
Oh, I'd say I'm a 4, 4.5.
Because it might be a shit show again this year. You don't know.
It definitely could be.
Bitch, it might be.
Yeah, I would say 4, 4.5. Yeah. I want to see what happens this year. I want to see if there's the tire issues that they had last year.
God, I hope not.
And just all kinds of things.
And with a new car, they're supposed to, like, there might be closer racing. Like, oh, God.
I mean, I hope that there's another amazing quote from Hinchcliffe this year.
Oh my God. That is where That's Adorable came from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Well, I think that's adorable.
I think that needs to be on a t-shirt.
Yeah. All right. June 22nd through the 24th, Road America.
Yep.
In Wisconsin. Last year was Dixon, Newgarden, Castro Neves.
I've always kind of liked this race. Dad's always liked this race. Taking out, like, us going, it would have still been a solid 4 for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think Road America is also a very beautiful place, mm-hmm. kind of a thing. I mean, I think I'm still at a 4 for it this year.
Yeah. I would say 4, 4.5.
Okay.
Because it's going to be our first time, well, for me, my first time going.
Yeah, I've not been either.
And I'm excited to camp out and to do all that. We've got our campsites locked down. We've got the golf cart locked down.
We've got the designated golf cart driver locked down.
We do. Our designated driver in general.
Yep. Who may or may not try for a repeat of what happened last time.
We'll see. Bitchy might.
He can get squirrely.
So yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Good. Okay. Excellent. And then we get like a week. Maybe a week and a half. And yeah. Then it's July 7th and 8th, Iowa, where Castro Neves, Hildebrand, and RHR won it last year.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I would say this is a solid 3, 3.5 for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited to see what happens, but I'm not overly excited.
See, it's a quick race for me. It's a fast race because the track is so short. So, yeah, I'm about a 3.5 to 4. Mm-hmm. I think it the speed again. So, we're back. You know me. I'm a speed horse, so.
Yep. We both are.
You know, so.
We both are. July 13th to the 15th, Toronto. Last year was Newgarden, Rossi, and Hinch.
Mm-hmm.
And Power's car basically started and stopped. He had issues.
I remember watching that. I remember watching that in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's sure why I have, like, a good memory of that race, is because we were in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. And it was an exciting race.
It's a good race. I think it's a good track. I think it's kind of fun that it's out of America.
Yep.
In Canada. So, I'm going to say 3, though, because it's still a road course, but I'm excited. I'm a 3.
I'm excited, but I'm going to say it's a 2, only because I'm not allowed to get in Canada yet. Okay. So,
and we won't be in Hawaii.
We won't be in Hawaii. So, I mean, next year, once I have my applied rehabilitation from the government of Canada.
I just really like that that's what it's called.
I know. After 10 years, you just get deemed rehabilitation.
Ah.
But I have to apply for it this time. write a little letter to the Canadian government.
Dear Justin Thoreau. No.
Trudeau.
Thoreau is...
a writer.
Yes, but isn't he also whoever's breaking up with, oh my gosh, the chick from Friends? This cold medicine is kicking my ass and I'm so upset.
I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston. I think it's a similar name. I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know. I'll take your word for it. I'm looking at you blankly because I have not been involved in pop culture at all this week. It's been a very solid week of like sleep and work and not much else.
Sometimes those are good weeks. I get that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, after Canada, we move on. We get a month off. No, sorry, that's July. Jeez, I'm dying today.
You are. All right, July 27th through the 29th. Mid-Ohio.
Five. Oh, nice.
Yeah, five. Are you kidding me? That was so much fucking fun last year.
It was so much fun. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that's a solid five.
Okay.
And now we know to watch out for Norman.
Yep. Oh, which we are taping today, and this will not drop on Norman's birthday, but it's Norman's birthday.
Aw, well, happy birthday, Norman.
Happy birthday, Norman.
Oh, my God, I love that dog.
Heart, your biggest fans.
Oh, my gosh. Hashtag, but who is watching but Norman?
Who is watching Norman?
I want to watch Norman this year at Mid-Ohio. I want to see us on a golf cart with your dad driving and your dad holding Norman.
I mean, Chick will watch a dog. Dogs love my dad.
Every dog loves your dad.
Every dog. He's the dog whisperer. He really is.
Like, you could have the meanest, most aggressive dog, and they would drop their tail, come up and lick his hand, and then curl up at his feet.
Uh-huh. And look up at him like, it is you. The chosen alpha.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it, but he does.
Because your dad doesn't have to say anything to just exude that he is the biggest badass in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just, dogs understand that energy. Your dad just walks into a room and they're like, oh, this motherfucker means business.
Oh, he's the HMIFC.
Oh, yeah. He is definitely the HMFIC.
So, perhaps at Mid-Ohio we will get to hang with Norman.
Fingers crossed. All right, August 18th to the 19th, the Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. Last year was Power, Newgarden, and Rossi. Remember they were like 5 to 10 wide, depending on the angle. It looked like seven or eight.
All blue and white cars.
Yeah.
So I'm a solid 5 for Pocono.
Oh, I would say 4.5 to 5, because we're planning on going to
that one. We're planning on going to it, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that was definitely on our list of ones that we wanted to do this year for sure.
Because that start was insane. I think it's one of those tracks.
That you just got to do.
You just have to go to.
I've got family on the way.
Perfect.
So we can stop on the way out or the way back, should awesome. We need to. I mean, at least stop for dinner and a beer.
Yeah, why not?
If not, you know, stay the night and whatever, so.
It's the tricky triangle.
Yep, the tricky triangle. Faster and grippier.
Excuse me, that was Gateway.
Oh, was it? Oh.
But speaking of Gateway,
that's the next one.
That's the next one.
August 24th and 25th, a.k.a. Molly's annual birthday race.
I feel like that's what they could call it instead of the Bomberito.
Ooh, would you wear like a checkered tiara? Because you know I like to wear a tiara on my birthday.
I would. I don't, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Let's make that happen.
Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah, you wear a tiara the whole weekend.
I'll do that for you.
I'll even let you be the center of attention all weekend.
What?
Well, not the whole weekend.
Okay.
No. That's cute. But like for a solid 3 hours at least. Consecutive.
Oh, okay.
It'd be very hard for me.
I appreciate that.
While I'm awake, too. I mean, let me clarify all the rules here. It won't just be when I'm sleeping. But yeah, so Molly's birthday weekend. That one is like a 4.5 for me because I didn't get to go last year.
Yeah.
It was a great race to watch. I was super disappointed that I wasn't there. I know you guys had such a good time.
Oh,
so.
My God. It's a 5 for me. And a lot of people give that race shit, but I think it's a very exciting race. Again, it's.
I thought it was. When people said it was boring, I'm like, I watched it on TV and it wasn't even boring.
Where were you at?
Right? I didn't even see it live and I was excited.
Like,
standing outside my hotel in Miami, Florida, yelling at my phone.
It was racing at night, which is undescribable.
Mm-hmm.
IndyCar racing at night is undescribable. I'm ready. Like, it was a fantastic race.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a casino nearby, too. Just putting that out there for people.
You know, we're going to the casino.
Oh, I can get us there.
Oh, I mean, if there's a Wheel of Fortune machine.
I couldn't find it.
Oh. Did you go in the High Limits room?
No, I did not go in the High Limits room. No, there was a Wheel of Fortune, but somebody was always at it, and I was like, sharking.
Yeah, I like to stare people down. Or I just go the high limits.
That's also where I 100% saw one of the MRTI, like, pit crews.
Yeah, you saw the entire group.
Just pulling a lever, and I was like, I'm not mad at this.
And they were all sitting together, too, in their matching uniforms. And they're still in their,
like, shirts, and I was like, I mean...
You sent me that picture. It was so funny.
Okay, fine.
Oh, but yeah. And last year, New Garden won, and then it was Dixon and Pageant.
Yeah. There's that big crash.
Yeah.
And then they restarted, and there was another big crash.
Yeah, there were a lot of crashes at that one.
And that was the one where they were like, oh, we're going to go 3 wide at the beginning. And everybody was like,
oh, that's right, because they wanted to, like, do the homage to...
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah. That was a CF and a half.
You could kind of tell, I mean, I was excited to see it from his hands, but there was a moment where I was like, I don't know if this is a great idea.
Well, and it wasn't, like, the drivers were told that day, like, hey, we're going to do this. And they were all like, okay,
cool.
So, maybe it'll go a little smoother this year if they do that again.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
August 31st through September 2nd, your Labor Day weekend race at Portland International Raceway.
I have five. I like going to races on, it's not an inaugural, but it's an inaugural, really. So, I am excited. I like going to Bomarito last year for the first race. I think Portland for the first race is going to be fun. It's five. Also, it's the Pacific Northwest, and it's beautiful.
It's my first time at the Pacific Northwest, so this one's a solid five. I'm excited to get to see your brother while we're out there. I'm excited to see the Pacific Northwest in general. And like you said, I mean, it's not the very first time I've had an IndyCar at this track, but it's the first time in a long time.
And it's like there's a big different excitement.
Energy. Yeah. A build up and anticipation. You know, you can feel it in the air. So yeah, this one's definitely gonna be a five for me. And I want to like totally binge on Portlandia before we go.
Oh, you definitely need to.
Yeah.
Which our buddy Ryan.
Yes.
Said in our picture with us and Doug, that Doug kind of looked like the mayor from Portlandia. And I was like, oh, he does.
He does.
Now that he says it, you can never unsee that now.
Yeah.
So for everybody who watches Portlandia and has seen a picture of Doug Bowles, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's 100% true.
It really is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, also, yes, everybody should binge watch Portlandia before they go out there.
Yes. I'm going to, I want to know farm to table on everything. Know where it came from.
I want to go to the farm.
Yeah. Become a hippie and a commune.
I will tell you, for those of you who drink beer, they do a lot of IPAs out there.
Ugh.
I know.
That's shameful.
It is.
Ugh. I mean, for those of you who like IPAs, good for you.
Fine. But I hate IPAs. My brother doesn't like IPAs. And when we went to a brewery, he was like, by the way, it's all IPAs. I'm sorry. And I was like, ah!
I'd have walked out.
Well, it's for somebody's... It was for a thing. I don't know.
I mean, that's when you'll see me drinking water in a brewery if all they have is IPAs.
That's true.
I literally cannot stand
it. I think I had like one and I was like, this is horrible.
No, and I have tried so many times because sometimes you're like, okay, I don't love it, but I can drink it, you know? And there's some beers like, okay, if that's my only option, it's fine. I can't do it with IPAs. I'm like, no, no.
Yeah.
I tried to over the summer. And I opened a can, and it was an IPA, and I was like, maybe it'll be okay. And I took a drink, and I was immediately just handed it to John. And I was like, did you need a new beer?
Here.
I was like, I only took one drink out of it.
But I'm excited. I have kind of done a little digging on Google Maps of the racetrack, and I think on a clear day you could see mountains.
Awesome.
And, like, real mountains. Not southern Indiana mountains, but, like, legit volcano at one point mountains. So.
Very cool.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm very excited.
And then we round out the season at Sonoma.
Yep, September 14th through the 16th. Last year was Pagano, New Garden, and Power.
And if only there was less time between the two, I would go to both.
Yep.
That week in between is kind of killing me, Mark Miles. Can you work on that?
Right, it really is.
Can you help us start out?
Right. I can only ask for so many weekends. Plus, it'd be nice to just pay for the one plane ticket.
Right, like you just, I'm going to take off those, like book in the weekends off.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Putting that out there for whoever does the IndyCar schedule.
Right? That'd be great.
I'm just saying.
Thanks.
I don't know. This one's a three for me. Like, there's excitement because it's the end of the season, but it's just not that exciting of a race.
No, it wasn't super exciting this last year.
And maybe this will change if it's a really close battle.
Sure.
Champion. But if it's a runaway championship, I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I would say three.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, that may change, but yeah.
Yeah, it might change. So those are the races upcoming for 2018 season.
Getting excited.
Woo!
Our final woman of the week for season one, Nellie Nitro Nellie Goins.
Obviously a drag racer, which I realized I didn't put in here.
Well.
That one's on me.
But I mean, it's, I mean.
With the name Nitro,
Nitro Nellie, it was there. Yeah. It's kind of understood.
Also exciting, she's originally from Indiana.
Yeah, she is from Gary, Indiana.
So, if you know the Music Man, you could sing that song too.
Right, Gary, Indiana.
It's a good song.
If you're from Indiana, then you just know a bunch of Gary, Indiana jokes, and that's fine too.
That's also fine. Never go there. So, her first car was a 1968 Barracuda that she drove. And then it changed to a 1970 Dodge Charger.
That's a sharp car.
I was like, oh...
Both of those are sharp. I love the Dodge Charger.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, Abby's really going to be loving this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, plus, you know, I love Dodge. I mean, yes. that's my...
That's your
engine manufacturer, yeah.
There you go. Come on, Dodge.
I know. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, that family, that's my jam. So her husband was actually the one who wanted to drag race.
Yeah.
But given his diabetes, or his diabetes...
The diabetes,
he couldn't. So Nellie stepped up to drive the car.
So apparently he was not the good diabetic.
No. Yeah. He was not a good diabetic. Mm-mm. One of my nephews for, like, a silly... And not the one that is diabetic, okay? For like, just a random basketball team that they do for fun. Mm-hmm. You can get whatever number you want, whatever name you want. So he got the number 2,
uh-huh.
And he put the name on the back to make the word type.
I like that.
His jersey says type 2.
That's actually quite funny. Oh, boy. She was the first African-American woman to drive funny cars in the NHRA.
Huh.
In an interview, she said, you know, it wasn't that they were mistreated. They were just kind of almost ignored, I think is the word.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, do your thing. And that was it. Like, nobody was overly friendly or overly chummy, but nobody was also just like...
Overtly.
I hate you and overtly racist to them, which is kind of still weird.
It is, but, yeah. I mean, better to just be kind of left on your own than to be, you know, threatened to be,
you know,
assaulted or, yeah, to have to deal with all that, so.
Yeah, and fun fact, her kids were part of the pit crew.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, what else are you going to do with the kids?
Free labor.
But make them work.
I mean, that's the only reason my dad had kids.
I was about to say, this is a Chick Hilliker thing, and I'm sure it's a Joe Meyer thing, too. Like, you can work this. Here.
Right? Yeah.
Go.
We have yard work to do. Oh, by we, you mean us, not you. You're supervising.
You're, what was it, straw boss.
Yeah. Oh, you're taking another coffee break, are you?
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
Can I take a coffee break? Oh, I'm too young for coffee. Okay.
Okay.
I should just keep trimming the bushes? All right.
Hmm, cool.
Just keep pulling weeds? All right. Oh, let's see. Here's a great quote.
Yeah.
I was so nonchalant and relaxed that when I stood on the gas... A half second later, my head snapped back, and I realized this wasn't your grandma's car. I found that respect pretty quickly.
Don't you love that? It's not your grandma's car. I found the respect at that moment.
Right? I found that respect.
Because, you know,
quickly.
She was like, this won't be... Oh, God.
Right? She's like, okay.
Oh, God. Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, they accelerate a lot faster. I mean, you're expecting... You've got your expectation of what acceleration is, and I bet she hit that gas and
it just,
just jerked her head back. Yeah. And yeah. So she didn't drive for very long.
No.
Her career ended around 1970 after her husband's health quickly declined.
Yeah, so only about a couple of years, but still first woman, African-American woman, to drive funny cars in the NHRA.
That is awesome. And Nitro Nellie.
Indiana.
Good old Hoosier.
There you go.
Good old Hoosier. I wonder if she's still alive. We should look her up.
I think if not, it's been very recent because she was not in a film.
Yeah, if she is, we should look her up. We should try to interview her.
I mean, that means we have to go to Gary.
I'm fine with that. They've got lots of casinos up there.
You've all discovered the secret life of this podcast.
Well, and there's casinos up around there.
Yeah, there's a lot up there.
Yeah, because there's, Blue Chip is up in Michigan City.
Mm-hmm.
But in and around Gary, there's two or three.
Two or three.
Because they've got the old riverboats still.
Yes.
Yeah. Because those were up there before you could actually gamble on land. So they've got the old riverboats up there.
Oh, and which, this has nothing to do with our podcast. But we are based in Indiana. I'm very excited. Perhaps by the time this podcast drops, you can buy beer on Sunday.
Yes!
We are just waiting on the signature.
Damn time.
So maybe by the time this drops,
yes,
we could get beer on Sundays.
Some female racer news.
Female racer news. Christina Nelson was chosen as the Porsche selected driver. So Porsche does this thing, and I think a lot of car manufacturers do. They take, we've talked about a while back, the drivers have different rankings.
Yes.
You know, the gold, silver, whatever. This one, the programs take their silver drivers, and it works for them. There's fitness, there's media, there's other support. And so Porsche does this, and she will be the first female associated with the Porsche factory.
Well, that's awesome.
That's kind of cool.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So Tatiana Calderon from GP3, she signed with Genzer Motorsport.
Yes. This is a big deal. GP3, obviously, then GP2, then Formula One. So she's on that ladder to go to Formula One. And she's kind of a tough broad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's young, so I can't call her a broad, but she's...
Yeah.
I mean, looking at somebody to really push and get to that spot, I think Tatiana might be the one.
Yeah, she's got... She's definitely got some promising potential.
Yeah.
So, that's excellent. She's also a driver representative with the FIA Women in Motorsport Commission.
So, hopefully she can keep going.
Yep.
I'm putting it back there for her. Let's go, girl.
Let's do it. Yeah. Which, you know, we haven't heard about the separate league in a while.
Oh, now that you said it, we're going to have something pop off.
I know.
You just want more shit to talk about for episode one. Well,
no, I just want to watch it crash and burn.
I know. Part of me kind of has that weird secret desire for that to happen, too.
Yeah. Like, I want to watch it burn.
Yeah.
In Bernie's face.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I want to burn it to the ground.
I mean, I would take part in whatever I need to make it happen. I will march on something.
Right.
I don't know where yet, but somewhere.
I will set something.
On fire.
On fire.
Let's be real.
Shit we didn't make up.
So, political figures at the Indianapolis 500. We've kind of talked about this on and off. Off camera. Camera.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just did air quotes. A lot of visual shit happening right now.
I know, because we should be videoed all the time.
We should be, but...
Somebody should be paying us to do this. We should have a studio.
I mean, if you know somebody, hook your girls up.
If you know something, say something. Okay?
Okay.
It's not just true at the airport.
I think that's...
If you see something.
Say something, yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Close enough. So, last year, Mike Pence was here, and he's the VP. At the time, he's also been the governor of Indiana, and so he was like, no, I'm still coming, because I've come all the time, and we're all like...
I mean, really...
I mean, I get it. It's your tradition.
But I was more worried about it fucking up.
Like the traffic.
The traffic.
Thank you.
And the security and like getting into the facility. I was like, if this fucks up my race morning.
That's what
like,
everyone
come, most... don't come. I don't care. But please don't make it any harder for me to get in.
Like we had just done the 100th where everybody had to get there really early. And we're like, great, we don't have to be there that early. And then they're like, Mike Pence is coming. And everybody went,
damn it.
We're going to have to get up early again.
Yeah.
It did not mess with it.
It did not. The reception in the stands was quite mixed.
It was very mixed.
It was very mixed. I would say more negative than positive in our area, which I was surprised at.
Yeah. And I don't know if he went to another track, how that would be. I'm not going to dive into the whole politics about everything, but remember he did the whole riff for us. So I think that really, here in Indiana, that's what a lot of people also still are like cranky about.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of current political leaders, though, in 2011, then non-president Donald Trump was slated to drive the pace car. He did back out. There's actually quite a few interesting articles about what happened, because that's when he started the whole, like, show me your birth certificate, and a lot of people started a protest about him, and he just was like, I'm not gonna drive it anymore. Something happened.
Yeah, which...
Probably a smart idea.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that was probably smart to remove himself from.
Yeah.
Well, and we don't need... Well, and this was another thing with Pence coming is that, you know, since everything has been very heated in politics, you know, it's like, this is not an event where we get political.
Like,
I mean, and we don't get political on this show. I mean, we joke around and say the only president we hear about is Doug Bowles. But, you know, it's like, that's really the only... like, we're not going to talk politics on the show. That's not what it's about. And it doesn't matter what your politics are. We like racing. And we don't want any of this to turn into a political stunt or a political shit show.
God, no.
So him backing out, I'm glad that he, like, gracefully excused himself. You know, because It's like, then you would have people protesting. It's like, first off, where are they going to go? We already have the people with the big cross telling us we're going to hell. I mean, there's just not enough space on Georgetown Road. Where would they have protested?
Where will you be protesting?
But where will you be protesting? Because, I mean, the people with the big sign, like, repent, turn now, or go, like, you deserve hell.
They have their own place.
They do. They've got quite the conga line of Christians behind them, too. I mean, they take up a lot of room on Georgetown Road.
Yeah.
It's a solid procession.
It really is. And you can't really have any other place on Georgetown Road because everybody else is too drunk.
Yep. So, I don't even know where the protesting would have happened. It ain't going to happen on one of the main roads because the police are going to shut that right the fuck down.
They'll be like,
they have no time.
They do not have time for your
civil disobedience, okay?
Not on race weekend.
I'll tell you what. You may not go to jail, but you're all getting zip tied until traffic's done.
Yeah.
And then you all be released.
And then you can protest, but not right this minute.
But not here in the road.
No.
Not here in this street.
No.
So, interesting. Well, the governor of Indiana does always make an appearance.
Yep.
As typically does the mayor of Indianapolis.
A lot of your representatives and stuff from Indiana, and especially the Indianapolis kind of circle, and the donut counties are usually there. I did a lot of deep diving. I couldn't find anybody else.
Yeah, I don't think there's been that many.
No.
Yeah.
I will say as a stinger, Representative Susan Brooks is 5th District. Oh, I'm going to be in so much trouble later for that. But she's our representative in D.C., and when they had the Women in Sports Day, was it Freeburg or Holbrook? One of the two who were there, their IG story, they were going into Representative Brooks' office, and she had like 3 or 4 race cars, and so they were like, this is going to be a good meeting, there's race cars, and I was like, you bet there's race cars.
Yep.
So that's a little fun fact for everybody, too.
That's awesome.
Representative Brooks, big fan of the 500.
That is awesome. Well, I mean, from here, you kind of
have to be.
I mean, you just kind of have to
be. That's kind of what was said this morning. Like, you have to, this is part of who we are.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Well, how about a bonus shit we didn't make up before we white flag it?
All right, let's do a bonus.
Well, let's talk about, real quick, because I know we talked about it when we ran through the races, but tell everybody where we're going to be this season.
This season, so we are going to be in St. Pete.
Woo, woo.
The Grand Prix of Indy.
Copy.
The Indianapolis 500, of course.
Yeah.
Road America, Mid-Ohio, Pocono, Gateway, and Portland.
It's gonna
be a good season, and we are hoping to expand for the next season. But right now, I mean, that's a solid, 8 races? Yeah.
Yep.
It's a solid 8 races, plus we did the Rolex 24, so.
And we'll do.
I mean, we're going to do the Vintage, we're going to do the Brickyard,
yeah,
we're
going to
do the Air Race, of course.
Of Avi.
Yeah.
So it'll be. Busy year for us.
It will be a busy year. So, all right. Well, let's white flag this. What you got?
Well, I had something completely different, but now that I realized it is our last episode of the season. Jesus. I just can't believe, like, having editing, we have come so far, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun this season.
It really has been.
I mean, we have done things I don't think we would have realized we would have done.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, we've met so many awesome people. We've had so many great opportunities and experiences, and that just continues to grow. So thanks to everybody who's been on this journey with us so far. Season one, kind of a short season since we started, the end of May last year. So we'll be starting each new season at the beginning of the IndyCar season from here on out. So
figured it made a lot of sense that way.
Yeah, makes more sense. So thanks to everybody. I mean, it has been way cooler than we even imagined.
Yeah. I think we had an idea, but I don't think it was never going to be like this, which is fine. This is great.
Yeah, because this has been so much fun. So.
And I just am looking forward to season 2.
I am too.
I'm looking forward to more races.
It's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.